From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The agency that regulates Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac says the total cost of rescuing those firms could be as much as $363 billion through 2013. That's more than double what it's cost so far. Fannie and Freddie buy mortgages and create mortgage-backed securities. The two companies have been operating under federal control for more than 2 years now after nearly going bust during the mortgage crisis. The White House says women in the U.S. have been seeing their annual earnings sag and are feeling the effects of the nation's high unemployment rate. NPR's Paul Brown says those findings come in a new report by the National Economic Council on the impact of the recession on women.
The report says that even as an increasing number of women are breadwinners for their families and as women comprise nearly half the U.S. workforce, they still face a wage gap with men and are underrepresented in higher levels of business management. The Obama administration says it wants to keep promoting training and education of women for higher-paying jobs through measures such as the Recovery Act. The White House points out the president signed the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act when he took office. The administration is also proposing nearly doubling the child and dependent care tax credit for middle-class families. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Toyota faces another recall, this time for nearly 750,000 cars in the U.S. and an equal number in other countries. The company says those cars could have faulty brake master cylinder seals or fuel pump wiring. The recall affects some Avalon, Highlander, and Lexus models. Ian Fletcher, an automotive analyst with IHS Global Insight, says the recall comes as Toyota is trying to improve its image.
They are now looking to sort of turn a corner and sort of say that, okay, we've learned from this. And ultimately, you know, prove to be the company that we always said we were.
Fletcher notes that Toyota has recalled more than 10 million cars and trucks for a range of problems over the past year. In a little more than 3 hours, school children all over California will drop to the floor of their classrooms. Rachel Miro of member station KQED reports it's part of an annual earthquake drill called California Shakeout.
The Great Shakeout asks Californians to imagine responding to a 7.8 magnitude quake.
Drop to the ground now. If you're standing during a large earthquake, the ground might jerk strongly and throw you down. Take cover under something sturdy to protect yourself from objects being hurled across the room. Hold on to it until the shaking stops.
There's a website, shakeout.org, where you can watch terrifying simulations of various scenarios. The first earthquake exercise 2 years ago was limited to Southern California, but last year it expanded statewide. Nearly 8 million people have registered so far to take part in the drill. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.
New claims for unemployment benefits have declined somewhat, but analyst Michael Farr says first-time jobless benefits remain high. This is NPR News from Washington. A federal appeals court is putting a temporary halt to a lower court decision allowing gays to serve openly in the military. The ruling allows the Pentagon to resume enforcing the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy for now, while the court considers a longer stay. David Hall, a former Air Force staff sergeant who was discharged under the policy, says members of the military should not have any issues dealing with openly gay troops.
It's moving in the right.
The number one rule is you follow orders. You know, if you're the commander-in-chief says this is the new law, then that's the way we follow it and we make it work.
The stay was issued after military recruiting stations had briefly begun accepting openly gay applicants. NPR has terminated its contract with senior news analyst Juan Williams. NPR's David Folkenflik reports the move was prompted by provocative comments about Muslims that Williams made on Fox News Channel.
Juan Williams' presence on the largely conservative and often contentious primetime talk shows of Fox News has long been a sore point with NPR news executives. On Monday, Williams told Fox News' Bill O'Reilly that he often became nervous when seeing fellow airline passengers in Muslim garb or identifying themselves primarily as Muslims. Those remarks sparked protest from such groups as the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Last night, NPR said it had given Williams notice. It thanked Williams for his years of service, but said his remarks, quote, undermined his credibility as a news analyst for NPR. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
Military prosecutors may wrap up their case today against the Army psychiatrist accused of killing 13 people at Fort Hood, Texas, nearly a year ago. The hearing is underway to determine if there's enough evidence to proceed to a court-martial for Major Nadal Hassan. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.